Genealogy by Tim, Season 3, Episode 11, recorded November 28th, 2023. I've reached another landmark in my mumma.org transcription project, and in the process, I discovered a very interesting family in the Kissingers, and in particular, Miss Mabel Retu Kissinger. We'll do a spotlight on her today on Genealogy by Tim. Major project I've been working on over the course of the year has been the transcription of information from the mumma.org website into my own genealogy software and posting it up on my own website. The mumma.org site is an extensive website detailing the genealogical information on over 89,000 mumma descendants from each of the three known mumma immigrants who came to America from Germany before the Revolution. There was Jacob Mumma, who arrived in America in 1731, Leonard Mumma, who arrived in America in 1732, and Peter Mumma, who arrived in America in 1748. Of those three, I am descended from Peter Mumma, and Peter Mumma has six known children: Johannes, Philip, Frederick, Peter, Barbara, and Elizabeth. And during the spring, I spent a lot of time entering all the descendants of Peter's son, Peter Jr., into my genealogy software. I myself am descended from Peter's son, Peter Jr., and that project entailed entering information on well over 1,000 descendants. Being a descendant of Peter Mumma Jr., his line was closest to me and therefore most interesting to me, but I did a lot of work the past month entering the descendants of Frederick Mumma. Frederick Mumma is Peter's older brother. And the descendants of Frederick Mumma are interesting to me because of all the first-generation Mumma children, Fredericks were most likely to have stayed in the Lancaster area, where they are fairly easy for me to research. And I was able to finish his line over the Thanksgiving holiday. Now, I know only what's on the mumma.org site, which includes many but not all descendants of Frederick Mumma. So if I want to get every descendant of Frederick Mumma, there's still a lot of work to do. But the mumma.org website has given me a great framework upon which to build. And in addition to completing the Frederick Mumma line, I took a look at the Philip Mumma line, which turned out to be very short. There's not a lot of information on Philip's descendants on the mumma.org website, so that turned out to be quick work. And then both Barbara Mumma and Elizabeth Mumma have no descendants listed on the website, so they were even quicker work. This means that of the original Peter Mumma's six children, I have completed five of those lines: Philip, Frederick, Peter, Barbara, and Elizabeth. And by completed, I mean transcribe the information from the mumma.org site into my genealogy software and post it onto my website. I did a website update when I got back from the Thanksgiving holiday, so if you visit that site now, you should see the new updates. And this leaves only the descendants of Johannes Mumma. This is Peter Mumma's firstborn son. I know that Johannes had several descendants who moved out to the Ohio area, and this will be an interesting thing to work on when I eventually go out to visit my uncle, who lives in the Dayton area. He and I and my cousins out there ought to have a good time tracking down some of Johannes's descendants. And I don't know how big a project entering all Johannes' descendants will be. It could be just a few names, it could be over 1,000 names. But the descendants of Johannes Mumma will be the next project, and when I finish his line and get it posted to my site, you will hear about it here on this podcast. And many thanks to Mr. Doug Mumma, who maintains this wealth of knowledge on his website. Every profile on my genealogy website links back to his website, so you can see my source the way I've seen it. I did at one point reach out to Mr. Doug Mumma by email, but I haven't heard back. I might try again in the near future. I'd like to thank him for all of his diligence and for his generosity. He does have a notice up on the master index of his Mumma database that says, Attention! This database was created and compiled through the assistance and help of many researchers like yourself. If you find errors or have additional information, please contact me and I'll be happy to make changes and additions. If you do use information and notes from this database, please have the courtesy to reference this website or the sources I have listed. Thank you. So, Mr. Mama seems open to having other users use and cite his work, and I am ever grateful for that. And after I finish transcribing the Johannes Mama line, I may take Mr. Mama up on that and contribute a little bit of my own information to his site so it can be a mutually beneficial arrangement. But that's the update on the Mama transcription project. 5 out of 6 of Peter Mama's children. Their lines have been added to my family history database, and there is one line to go, and that is the Johannes Mama line. Of course, in the process of transcribing a database as extensive as the Mama.org database, one is bound to meet some interesting characters. And I met a few in the Kissinger line, and specifically one Mabel Retu Kissinger. Now, she is not closely related to me by any stretch. She is actually my fourth cousin 3 times removed. That would make her the fourth cousin of my great-grandfather, William Pickersgill Harrison III. So it's very doubtful to me that these people knew each other. But, you know, when they appear in the paper trail, it's, you know, kind of interesting to read their stories. In any case, Miss Mabel Retu Kissinger was a prominent woman in the Dayton, Ohio area, so she'll be another one who will be interesting for my uncle and cousins and I to research when I make it out there. I'd like to make it out there next summer. But Mabel's story begins with her mother, Elizabeth M. Retu, who married a Sam Kissinger. And I'll read to you the note that I found in her profile on mama.org. Source of the information was a Mr. David Burns, whose email address is posted on the site. And it says under Elizabeth M. Retu, Elizabeth was the only member of the family to leave Pennsylvania to come to Ohio in approximately 1882. She was a hired girl for Copenhagen's near Osborne and met Sam Kissinger there. Her father died when she was very young. It appears that her mother may have had a difficult time after her husband died, so this may have been a practical solution. All the girls worked as hired girls, the girls being the sisters of Elizabeth Retu. Elizabeth became pregnant with Mabel before marriage, which is not all that uncommon in my research on many of the family lines at the time. After her marriage to Sam, her sisters, Harriet and Mary, would sometimes come to Ohio for a visit. Mary was blind. None of the rest of her immediate family ever relocated to Ohio. Elizabeth and Sam were living at 2227 East 3rd Street, Ward 10 in Dayton, Ohio at the time of her death. She had lived there 4 years, Morris and Jackson Undertakers. The family chartered a traction car for the casket and family to go up to the Medway Cemetery for the burial. The funeral service was performed at the house by a Methodist minister, and Harriet Retu, a Mennonite, went upstairs rather than be present for the service. So we have a little friction there between the Mennonite family and the Methodist minister who performed the funeral service for Lizzie Retu. One of Elizabeth's sisters chose not to be present for the service over the fact. Elizabeth Retu had 6 children, Mabel, Emma, Ethel, Anna, Mary, and Lester. And I'll read to you what the newspapers had to say about Elizabeth's death. The article is titled, Death Takes Aged Mother This Time, and it's from the Dayton Herald of Monday, August 10th, 1908, and it reads like this. The Grim Reaper, which has been following the Kissinger family, laid his icy hands upon the mother, Mrs. Samuel Kissinger, 2227 East 3rd Street, early this morning following an attack of typhoid fever. The funeral will occur Wednesday afternoon and will be in charge of Reverend Herr. The burial will be made at Medway. At Osborne, several years ago, a little son was burned to death. A year later, a daughter died from spinal meningitis. Last year, a third member of the family, Mabel Kissinger, met death as a result of having her arm torn off while at work at the Kinnard Manufacturing Company. And that is what was written of Elizabeth M. Retu's death. The clipping mentions a daughter who died from spinal meningitis, and I had some trouble identifying exactly who that was, but searching for spinal meningitis generally in the newspaper, there seems to have been an outbreak early in the 20th century in the Dayton area. There was indeed a son who was burned to death, and I'll mention him a little later, but I'd like to turn my attention now to Mabel Kissinger. Reports of her death have been exaggerated. It's true that she did have her arm torn off while at work at the Kennard Manufacturing Company, but she did survive that incident and go on to live a highly productive life. And I will read to you the note from Mr. David Burns, which was posted to the mama.org website. It reads like this. It says of Mabel, who was born on December 18, 1885, Mabel said she was an ugly baby, long straight hair. Her sisters had short curly hair. At age 7 or 8, she went to Uncle John Bale and told him he was supposed to cut her hair, which she did. She presumes she was punished. After her mother died, Aunt Harriet Rettu told her she was an unwanted child. They didn't treat her nice or like her. Her grandparents, the Kleins, were Mennonites. But Mabel and Ethel never went to the Mennonite church. Mabel went there with Bertha Kissinger. Jacob, Sarah, Sam, and Lizzie never joined the Mennonite church. Went to the Methodist church Sunday school. Grandpa Kissinger gave her candy to keep her quiet. They were taught always, when they say grace, to bless and thank. Mabel said she had a teacher once who made you sing a song if you were late to school. Mabel graduated from Fairfield High School in 1902. Mabel took the traction to a job in Dayton at Kennard's Manufacturing. In April 1905, she was engaged to marry John and wore her engagement ring to work even though they weren't to wear jewelry during work. The ring caught on a machine used to fold cardboard boxes. Her left arm was amputated. She was still in the hospital when the family moved to Dayton, 131 Huffman Avenue, across from grade school. She broke the engagement with John, telling him that marrying her would be no life for him. Another version I heard was that John broke it off and never saw her again. In any case, she never married. Mabel and Ethel traveled west in 1905, visiting the Seattle World's Fair and their Uncle John and Aunt Bessie. Mabel did office work at Kennard's afterwards. They sent her to night school to learn bookkeeping. She even learned to type. Then she worked for the Abitibi Paper Company, which eventually was bought by the G.H. Meade Paper, later Meade Corporation, under Miss Catherine Gray, the head bookkeeper. Gray had worked at Kennard's and wanted Mabel. Later, Mabel went to New York for Meade, where she was in finance. Sam and family moved to East 3rd in spring of 1908, which was the year that Mama Lizzie died, in August. In 1913, the disastrous flood hit Dayton. Afterwards, Mabel helped dry out the papers. The Meade offices moved to Callahan Building, northeast corner of 3rd and Main Streets. Sam went to Pittsburgh, and Mabel and Ethel took over raising their younger sister, Mary Marguerite. After Mabel returned to Dayton from New York, she became the highest paid woman in Dayton. During her working years, she invested in the stock market. Mabel was an active member of the Dayton Business and Professional Women's Club. After the deaths of Mabel and her sister Ethel, her estate was worth more than $250,000 during the worst bear market since World War II. In 1999 dollars, this would be about $1.2 million. Now, I fed those numbers into a inflation calculator. In present-day dollars, that would be about $1.75 million. That would be the value of Mabel's estate when she died in August of 1972. So, despite having lost an arm at a young age, Mabel went on to be a successful professional woman. And it mentions in this note from Mr. David Burns, which is posted to the mama.org site, that Mabel was an active member of the Dayton Business and Professional Women's Club. She wasn't just an active member. She was the president of the Dayton Business and Professional Women's Club. And looking up Miss Mabel Kissinger and the club on newspapers.com, you will find a picture of Mabel in the June 5th, 1927 edition of the Dayton Daily News, which I'll have linked in the show notes. On that page, it reads, Miss Mabel Kissinger is retiring, president of the Business and Professional Women's Club, and Miss Edith Daughters, now first vice president, will become the new president. Miss Kissinger has resigned as president of the club as she is being transferred in her business connection to New York City. And there is some more information below about the Business and Professional Women's Club, which to me, I mean, it seems like a pioneering organization. I mean, those interested in the history of women taking a greater role in the workforce and in professional life, I feel ought to go back and research this club. There was a national club, and then the national club had local chapters, and Mabel was the president of the local chapter in Dayton. There's another clipping from the Dayton Herald of Saturday, May 14th, 1927, that shows Mabel Kissinger standing with the president of the National Business and Professional Women's Club, Miss Lena Madison Phillips. So you can find that clipping linked in the show notes as well. But Miss Mabel Kissinger, very inspirational person, despite physical challenges of losing an arm. She went on to become a highly paid, relatively highly paid professional, and one of the highest paid women in Dayton. I don't like to end the podcast on a somber note, but I'd like to circle back to the tragic story of Mabel Retu Kissinger's younger brother, Lester Kissinger. And it was mentioned in the obituary of Mabel and Lester's mother, Elizabeth, that Elizabeth had a son who was burned to death. And I was able to find a clipping of that incident from the Dayton Herald of Friday, May 6, 1904, and it's a cautionary tale for all young children. The article reads, "Died from burns received Wednesday. Little Lester Kissinger of Osborne played with matches, which ignited his clothing." And the article reads like this. It says, "As a result of the burns sustained while playing with a box of matches on Wednesday morning, Lester, the 5-year-old son of Mr. and Mrs. Samuel Kissinger of Osborne, died last evening. The little fellow had found the matches, and in a playful mood had ignited some of them, which set fire to his clothing. He was a mass of flames before assistance could be rendered, and the deadly fire had done its work, despite the efforts of the physicians to save the boy's life. The lad lingered in awful agony until last evening, when death came as a welcome guest to relieve the pain. The parents of the boy have the heartfelt sympathy of a large circle of friends in that vicinity." And Mr. David Burns has some additional information, which was posted to the mama.org website, that shows how well-liked young Lester was. It says, "Lester walked just like his grandfather, Jacob Kissinger. He had a little cane made by Grandpa, a carpenter, and would walk to town with him. Everyone loved Lester. Mabel, Anna, Margaret, and Ethel slept in one room. Lester slept in with Sam and Elizabeth. When Sam went to work, the girls came down for breakfast. Lester went to girls' bedroom and liked to crawl in with Marguerite. They heard a scream. Mama ran into the stairway. Lester ran downstairs in flames. Mama grabbed a rug and put out the flames. Lester got to bed and then to the doctor, or the doctor came. It isn't clear in the notes. Matches were on top shelf of dresser. Found a chair pushed up to dresser. Matches in potty. When DJ, Miriam, and Dad were going through things after the deaths of Mabel and Ethel, they found a swatch of burned fabric from Lester's shirt that had been kept as a macabre remembrance." So, boys and girls, lesson here is don't play with matches. I have a fourth cousin, 3 times removed, who died that way. This was Lester Kissinger, who was born on August 24th, 1899, and died tragically on May 5th, 1904. That's what I have for you this month, the triumph of Mabel Kissinger and the tragedy of her younger brother, Lester. Next month on the podcast, I'll let you know how far I get into the transcription of Johannes Mumma's Descendants. And yeah, I think I'll pull another Christmas treat for you out from the vaults. Tune in next month for all the latest, and until then, keep on digging. Your next family history adventure awaits.